The Internet Takes Center Stage in American Politics. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Nearly half of all Americans are using the Internet to follow the presidential campaign, according to a new survey. The Pew Internet and American Life Project also finds that nearly one in five adults takes a daily tour through political websites, campaign emails, and text messages, or otherwise uses the net to keep up with the election. That's more than double the 8% of adults who followed the campaigns on the Internet at the same point in the 2004 race. Pew Director Lee Rainey says online social networks are playing a role. A bigger role is being played by campaign-related Internet video.
We now find that 35% of Americans are getting online political videos that relate to politics. And it's similar, and it's almost three times the number that we saw when we asked a similar question in 2004. We're also seeing the rise of social networking. We've never asked questions about that in previous campaigns, so we don't have comparative data. But right now, 10% of all Americans and lots of young Americans are using social networking sites to get news and information about politics, to learn about their friends' political affiliations and interests, and to promote their own candidates.
When I first started doing Future Tense back in 1997, shortly thereafter, I had people on the show talking about how, wow, you know, this internet thing could really have a major impact on politics, and we're really there now. I mean, there's no more sort of talking about the future here, right?
That's the striking thing about these data, which, again, are only at the midway point of this campaign. Every number that we're releasing today will go up by November. And it was just 12 years ago that the first role of the Internet in presidential politics was in evidence. Both presidential candidates in that day and age had websites. But you remember one of the moments of the 1996 campaign in the debates was when Bob Dole misrepresented what his website address was. He got it wrong. Can you imagine a candidate today now giving the wrong URL? So the Internet has gone in 12 years from a very peripheral thing in politics and in people's lives, it was a novelty in many respects, as you point out, to a central place.
I remember that Bob Dole moment. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like WBobDole.com, something
like
that.
It was exactly like that, and yet, even just in 1998, so a year into your life on the program, Jesse Ventura began to show that email could be a very potent political weapon. And when he won as an independent the gubernatorial election in Minnesota, and people tend to forget that in 2000, so 3 years after you go into this line of work, John McCain was the person who showed the whole world that you could raise a lot of money online very quickly once he did well in the New Hampshire primary against George W. Bush then. So each campaign cycle brings new applications and new activities and new insights, and it just confirms, as all the numbers keep going up, that the Internet now is a sort of central element of political communication culture now.
Lee Rainey with Pew Internet. Rainey says 65% of Obama supporters say they follow politics online, compared to 56% of McCain supporters. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.